Good morning. It's 7 o'clock on Saturday, August the 29th, 2020. It's gorgeous. It is just gorgeous out here this morning. The ambient temperature is around 60. So it's quite lovely and cool. The sun isn't up yet too far, so there's long shadows. It's still dark enough that in some places street lights are still on. There's still a little bit of the smoke. The smoke showed up in the sunrise this morning, but it's pretty much clear overhead. It rained pretty good, and washed some of the smoke out yesterday. I don't know if it did anything for the forest fires up in the mountains, but we had a nice soaker, at least for a while yesterday. So I didn't make my 2,000 words yesterday. I didn't even get 1,000 words yesterday. I got like 800 or something. It was one of those days where there's just too much distraction. There's too many things going ping, ping, ping on my brain. Look at all the rabbits here. Go, bunnies. Run, run. Scoot, scoot. Not that way. That's out in the street. Go hide in the bushes. There you go. All right. So I saw the cover for Cape Grace. I like it. I should have the cover for Finwell Bay tomorrow. Also tomorrow I've got a very long Zoom meeting with Sifwa. It doesn't start till 10, so I'm going to try to get the walk in. I'll be home by 8:30. 8 o'clock at the latest. 8:30, 7:30. Numbers. I'll have plenty of time to do it before 10 o'clock. It starts at 10, I think it goes to like 6. It's very heavily weighted to the East Coast people, I think. Sunday was one of the few days everybody could possibly make it, and I don't think anybody is happy about it. I'm particularly not happy about it because it's dumb. It's dumb. But it is what it is. It'll be over. Feel better about it if I thought something was going to come of it, but I'm pretty sure it's not. So I'm going to try to get my words in today, maybe bank a few against tomorrow, because 10 o'clock I could get some in tomorrow morning early. If we get the walk out of the way early, get the game going, get the words flowing. I could have 2,000 words by 10 o'clock. Dryer sheets? Some sort of floral scent. I'm really sensitive to scents, smells these days. I noticed it the other day. One of the many things that control life in the Lowell household is that most smells, most scents are problematic. So we don't have much by way of smells in the house, which makes it difficult to cook because quite often cooking smells are delicious. But a lot of the aromatics are problematic. And so, you know, if I do anything with garlic, if I do anything with a lot of onions, I have to have a window open. I have to bleed off those extra smells. And anything perfumey, anything a deodorant has to be unscented. Because otherwise it triggers a reaction in some of the members of my household. So, yeah, it's an interesting challenge. But because I'm not around, I'm actually suppressing aromas in my household. When I come across them, they're like, ooh, what is that? Particularly florals. So, anyway, yeah. Good morning. Feedback on Dark Knight Station's coming in slowly. I don't have a cover for that either. All right, I've got to get it. Got to get it to Karen Monday. Maybe Sunday night. Okay, how's this girl gonna go? This girl, woman walking a dog. Morning. Nice dog. Okay, don't walk too close to that sidewalk. I'm not going to be breaking any records in terms of time this morning. I had a wicked cramp in my calf last night. And my leg is still in that sort of low-key post-cramp pain. I think my shin splints, except that shin splints tend to happen when you're exercising. Good morning. And not only wasn't I ever exercising, I was napping. Interesting, they've tagged these prairie dog holes. Except they haven't done the one in this guy's lawn. Get ready, sit with me. Monk bust. So yeah, I did go through and I looked because it seemed to me that it's been like, according to Headspace, I've done, I think as of this morning, I've done like 32 days in a row of my walking meditation. But I went through and looked, and the last time I missed a walk was the 16th of July. So it's closer to 40 days. I think there was one day the Headspace just wouldn't load, so I skipped it. I have to go look again. I don't think I've missed a day. Maybe I did. I'm trying to get my calendar updated. I haven't updated it since I did Novelrama. But I've done really, really well the last week or so in terms of getting my word counts down, in terms of making progress on my work. Oh, here comes the... She doesn't walk with her friend on the weekends. There's a woman I've started to see every day now. She has a friend she walks with during the week, but on the weekends she walks alone. Good morning.
Good morning.
She was in her own little world this morning. I've seen the lady with the Scotty dog. I wonder if I'm too early. So tomorrow's going to be a bad day. I hate Zoom meetings because Zoom meetings are the least effective way to exchange ideas. They're only used because they're the most familiar and people think they mimic in person. And they, well, in a lot of ways they do mimic in-person interchange. But the liability of them is that it's difficult to have a conversation because Zoom is controlled by who speaks the most, who speaks the loudest, and only one person can speak at a time. Whereas if we did this with a chat tool, everybody could speak at the same time. We could have multiple threads going in the chat all at once. People who don't do this don't understand. People who don't people who don't game don't get it. I hate to break it down that way, but I think it's pretty clear that people who have spent any time at all in games where a lot of the feedback comes from text, where, and I keep going back to my days in Arctic, but even in La Trobe, even in some of the others, even in EVE Online. There she is. I didn't recognize her. She has on a dark top. She has a bright colored top. Probably put on her jacket this morning because it was chilly. If you're not used to following three or four lines of chat. Good morning.
Good morning.
Then, and being used to following all three or four of them, even while you're participating in two of them yourself, is, seems like it must be some sort of prestidigitation. Must be some sort of magic. It must be some sort of how can anybody do that? That's silly. And the answer is, people do it all the time. People do it every day. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean it's not possible. It just means you haven't practiced. That's one of the things that drove me crazy about distance education. It's like, just because you don't do it, just because you don't do this thing, just because you're not practiced in this tool, you think the tool isn't effective. And the answer is no, it's not the tool. It's you. You're not effective. And instead of increasing their skills in those tools that are, in fact, head and shoulders superior to, you force everybody to the lowest common denominator. And you force everybody into the, well, this is what I'm familiar with. This is what's easiest for me. This is what I know, so this is what I'm going to insist that everybody does. It's particularly pernicious right now, where the default seems to be, oh, well, let's have a face-to-face. Let's open a video chat. Now, how about we don't open a video chat? How about we do text Discord? How about we do something that doesn't mean that the loudest person in the room has all the say? How about if we make it possible for people who take a while to percolate, who have some thoughts that they'd like to share, but they can't get in because they can't get a word in edgewise? And people who are used to meeting face-to-face, where you are restricted to having only one person speak at a time, because if you don't, then nobody can hear anybody. So we've developed these rules of discourse where only one person speaks at a time. And what's happened is only the loud people get heard. Only the people who speak a lot get heard. Only the people who talk fast get heard. And they're not necessarily the people who have the best ideas. They're not necessarily the people you want to hear from. They're not necessarily the people who should be speaking. They just happen to be the ones who are. They're the people who can't stand to have silence for 10 seconds. Makes me a little cranky. Can you tell? It's particularly pernicious in education. This meeting tomorrow is going to be that way. I know right now that meeting tomorrow is going to be that way. In large part because that's the way it always is. But it's particularly pernicious in education because quite frequently the people who need help are the people who aren't talking. The people who need encouragement are the people who aren't talking. The people who have interesting things to say are the people who are not talking, because they're afraid to expose themselves. And it's one thing to do it in business. It's another thing to do it in education. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.